For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The third and final candidate for the University of Missouri's Vice Chancellor of Diversity, Inclusion, and Equity had a virtual interview earlier today. Tamara Miner currently presides as the Chief Diversity Officer at the University at Albany, where she has been serving since 2007. The Columbia Missourian reports that Miner emphasized advances in diversity are made through communication and a broad vision. According to spokesman Christian Basie, MU should finish their selection process by the end of June. Missouri kids and families may be bored at home during the COVID-19 shutdown, but may see more options coming up next month. The St. Louis Zoo announced earlier today it will be reopening on Saturday, June 13th. Visitors will, however, need to make free reservations ahead of time starting on June 8th. The zoo will require all visitors over the age of 9 to wear face coverings, with a few exceptions. Columbia Public Schools will continue to provide its grab-and-go meal delivery service until July 31st, the Columbia Missourian reports. The district will not be providing this service next Monday or May 29th, but will double up on other days to compensate. Sack breakfast, lunches, and snacks will continue to be provided at nearly 80 locations throughout Columbia on weekdays. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce wrote a letter to Governor Mike Parson to seek protection from COVID-19-related lawsuits earlier today. The letter called for a special session so lawmakers can take action to protect businesses from coronavirus-related lawsuits. The letter called coronavirus liability an emerging problem in Missouri. The chamber says that current state law allows for lawsuits to move forward despite many businesses taking precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. Former Missouri State Senator Chuck Graham died yesterday. Graham formerly served in the Missouri House of Representatives from 1996 to 2002. He was then elected to the State Senate in 2004 until his term ended in 2008. Graham served Columbia as a chair of the city's Disabilities Commission, as well as advocating on behalf of MU and embryonic stem cell research. Recent wet weather has caused some minor flooding in eastern Missouri. Parts of the state have received 3 inches of rain or more over the past week. As of earlier today, Cape Girardeau saw the river nearly 2 feet above the technical flood stage, though much of the town is protected by a flood wall. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.